listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Welcome back. This is the first episode in the new year. I hope you're all having an amazing break and enjoying the summer weather. And in today's episode, for those of you in Sydney, keep an eye out for this and these venues that we talk about in today's podcast. So joining me is GM of the Strand Hotel in Sydney, Anna Tui. The William Street Darlinghurst Hotel has had a multi-level restoration of the 99-year-old pub, which encompasses 17 bedrooms, a rooftop bar and bistro. A contemporary blend of Parisian elegance and bohemian spirit, the Strand rooftop is an ideal escape for both hotel guests and locals. The rooftop offers a playful and vibrant mix of colourful textures, warm timber and lush landscaping that encloses the intimate space. The bar serves signature drinks, the French ginger mule and the thyme and basil daiquiri, alongside a menu of light dishes. The boutique hotel rooms are incredible for staycations or longer, and the bistro downstairs has the most amazing meals. In this episode, Anna talks us through this restoration and a newly opened hotel, along with some other venues. I'm sure you're going to love an insight into these venues. Hi, Anna. Thank you for joining us here today. How are you?
I'm great. As we, you know, as we all know, it's a very, very busy time of year, and in hospitality more so as well. So winding up, we've had so many Christmas parties in all our event spaces and all our venues. So we've been very fortunate. Yes. We've had a very big year and a lot of growth with our venues. So yeah, we're great. We're feeling good.
So good. You've had a lot of corporate events, haven't you, for Christmas?
We have. And we've got a lot of venues, but in particular the Strand, which is in Darlinghurst. That's sort of our first one that we opened in March this year, right in the midst of everyone having COVID and everything. But we still opened it. Do you know what I mean? And we opened it in sections, sort of in phases. And I think that's something, you know, in hospitality, like you sort of open everything in one go, you know, for that big sort of, you know, crescendo, that big bang. But you know, we learn to open things. The word phase yes. one, phase two, phase three has been very well used in our company at the moment. And with the Strand in particular, we opened up the bistro first, and that's a French bistro, which is beautiful, simple offering, you know, oysters, steak frites, caviar for those that want to indulge. And then, you know, later on we opened up the rooms. Beautiful bespoke rooms that were designed by George Goro and also our public hospitality design team, which is led by Tom DePlatter, and they're beautiful. Each one's different. And then finally, to top it off, we opened up a beautiful rooftop. So it's got all three things that you want to go to. You can stay, you can eat, you know, you can party upstairs. The rooftop is in particularly beautiful. I love a rooftop. I'm from Melbourne originally, so rooftops are big there. And Sydney doesn't have sort of as many, but it's growing and growing. But almost 360-degree views of the CBD and surrounding, and all the buildings look in. We've had so much great feedback for it. The events that we've had there, we've had, you know, Vogue, we've had Harper's Bazaar, we've had many events like Personal as well. And you can hire it out. You can have one long table for 40 if you'd like, or stand-up cocktails. But it really, really, it's got a great vibe up there. And I think after Spring Carnival it was very heavily marinated, let's just say that. Yeah, so it's got a real vibe there now, even when you walk in when there's no one there.
Yes, sure. So let's circle back and talk about the building in itself, because it's a 99-year-old pub that has been restored.
It has. So, yes, it is 99 years old, and 100 years coming up next year. It was notorious in the 20s. It was, you know, it was the bad place to go, like lots of gangsters, the razor wars, you know, there was a murder around the corner. It's got a lot of history to it. So the bones are good, you know, and it's yes. you walk in there, it's got a great feel to it. But the idea was to restore it, you know, to its former glory and to give it back to the community as well, to get the facade back to what it was. So it's quite original. If you look at the pictures from 100 years ago to what it is now, it's very, very similar.
So we're really proud of that, and it's a real, you know, from the owners of the business, it's a real labour of love, and lots of people worked on it, you know, and we've got it to where we want.
Yeah, and were you doing that fit out during the lockdown COVID period?
What we could do, which was compliant with you know the restrictions that were given. Yeah. So that started in you know this year and also the the start of last year and all the way through. So as I said, you know, phases. But yes. If anyone that goes with and the reaction from the community has been fantastic. Mm. Like from day one, it's just it's a great demographic there. People, you know, it's gentrified. So we're lucky and it's just we get people, such great regular clientele. And, you know, we've been booked out all of December, which has been fantastic.
So good. The news has spread very quickly. So for the listeners just tuning in, just so that you can kind of picture this in your mind, this is placed in Darlinghurst in Sydney, very close to the city. Very accessible, and down the bottom of the building is the bistro. So when you walk past, you can act, and it's all very wide open, so you can actually see into the bistro. Now, Anna, I'm assuming because of that design, does it attract just a lot of pedestrian traffic into that area?
It does, and as you said, where it is in Darlinghurst, it is on the corner of Crown and William Street, so it is very well lit up at night, and there is a lot of walk-through traffic. And we have about 40 seats outside, and we always have the French doors open, you know, apart from when it's raining, so everyone can see it. So you get a combination of passers-by. It's very heavily booked, but you know we've got a bit of a mantra in our group. You know, there's always a table. There's nothing ever fully booked. We always like to include everybody. And given that it's so locally driven as well, we just say yes to everyone that comes in.
Yes.
We make it accessible to everybody as well.
I've got to say it's absolutely beautiful food. The menu is very well-rounded. It's French-inspired. The wine list is amazing. Like you just cannot go wrong in there.
Well, we always wanted to. I mean, I've done hospitality all my life, and you know, the secret—not really a secret, but sort of commonsensical—is it must be inclusive to all, not exclusive. Yes. It must be accessible to everybody. I mean, you know, when people say, and we do get that at the Strand, this is like coming home. You know, we feel like we're having—that's the greatest compliment you can have. And you know, people come on, and you know, look, we've got celebrities that are coming and non-celebrities, and you know, we treat everybody the same. But we've been very lucky that it is so close to the city. You can even walk to the CBD, you know.
Yes.
That's close to trains. It's in a perfect position.
It certainly is, because you can walk around to the Botanical Gardens, also down to Woolloomooloo. It's close to everything.
It is. And and you can go up, you know, it's even like up to Oxford Street as well.
Yes.
Where, you know, shops are coming up again, and Crown Street and Surrey Hills. Yeah, it's in a perfect spot.
So good. Okay, so then you can go upstairs to, there's two levels which have the rooms that you can stay. Now, how many rooms are there? They're around about 14 or 16 rooms.
There's 17 rooms. 17 rooms.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're beautifully fit out. Like, as you say, you feel like you're coming home. They're very comfortable.
They're beautiful. And, you know, the fact that our in-house design team did design them, we didn't go external, but with the help of, as I said before, with our creative director, George Goro, who was the founder of Subi Jeans back in the day. He used to, that's where all the beautiful artwork comes from, in all the hallways. Also the rooms, as you said, are beautiful, and they're all different. And we haven't done anything to the building. We haven't knocked down any walls to make a bigger room. So they're all, you know, they're a medium-sized room, some of them a bit bigger. All got their own bathrooms, obviously. It's just, and they're absolutely beautiful.
Yes. And then outside, or still within the building, you've got the library. And
there's the library there with where we have martinis or cocktails every night.
I have a Negroni in there.
How was it?
It was the best Negroni I've ever had, apart from the rooftop. It was so good.
You know what? People say that. People say they're the best Negroni. So, yeah, they are good, and it is a very nice area to have a drink in. I have done it myself on quite a few occasions, if I can say. And, yes, it's very comfortable. But in that library area as well, like during the day, it's a wonderful space to go down and do work, log onto your computer. It's really quiet. There's a television if you need to, you know, hook up your computer, do a Teams meeting, or it's for everyone, that space.
Yes. So I'm just going to step in and say what I did is during the day I did exactly that. I went into the library, I logged on, I worked from there, and it was very calm and relaxing. And then after dinner, returned back there and had the Negroni, and oh my gosh, it was just it's so perfect, that space.
I know. And it's so good how it's got, you know, you've got the beautiful drinks trolley and, you know, that night was Negroni du jour. You know what I mean? Tonight it could be martini, could be a Lillet Blanc spritz, it could be whatever. So we sort of surprise guests every night, which I think is really lovely. Yeah.
So when I stayed there, there was a corporate event, I would say it's probably a lunchtime one that went till about 4 o'clock. And it sounded like they were having so much fun. So I couldn't wait to get up there. So I think I got up at about 4:30 and it was the most perfect day to be sitting on the rooftop, and there was a live DJ, perfect Sydney summer. The drinks were flowing, just, like the most perfect scene.
It is. And, I saw when I first saw that space, you know, about a year and a half ago, it was rubble. It was utter rubble, and it was the photo, the before and after shots are unbelievable, and to what it is now. And there was a few of us that sort of, quite a few of us that had that vision, like what an extraordinary rooftop, and like the fact that we got those buildings from the CBD and, the big hotel, the boulevard across the road that can see right into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've seen us, you know, they've seen that work in progress. They've seen the sequence of events to get it to where it is now. And one of the greatest things that we've got up there is, we put a retractable roof. So that's just not for rain, but that's also for sun as well. But we've had events up there where it's been pouring with rain and you're not touched there for some reason.
Oh, you can still put
a long table of 20. You just put the roof down and it's fine. What sets that rooftop against, apart from everybody else, is that we've got a full kitchen up there. So yesterday we did a Christmas event. It was 40 people and we did one long table. So 20 people each side, and we actually did, everyone had, they all chose. It wasn't even, you can do share menu, but they actually chose their own. It was fantastic.
Wow. Absolutely. Okay. I didn't realise that. So basically what you're saying is you can have a sit-down meal function up there or you can have like a cocktail.
Absolutely. Cocktail party up to, 50, 60, 70 guests, sit down for 40. But when it's not booked out for an event, you can just come in and have a normal rooftop, have something to eat. And it's been really well received, the fact that we do have a full kitchen up there. And it's one of our chefs as well. We've got a great chef there, Lee McDevitt, and he's just producing the most beautiful food there at the moment.
Wow. Yeah, I have to say we ordered some nibbles up there before we went down for dinner, and it was really good.
As I said, it's been really well received, and that retractable roof, as expensive as they are to put in, it's worth its weight in gold, and it's just wonderful. And we'll put, in all our other venues that we're opening up, in the near future, this, not like next year, that'll be a big part of, because a lot of our spaces have outdoor areas as well.
Yes. So the other spaces that you've got, are they all like, I'm assuming they're all different vibes, like they've got their own personalities, have they?
They do, and it's building and building all our venues. So we've got another great venue in Paddington called Oxford House Hotel. So that's got 56 rooms. So that's a bit bigger than obviously the Strand. That's 17. So this is 56, and we have a beautiful outside pool area, and that's open. And that has, we always thought, we thought, yes, it'll be for guests and, but it's actually, the menu's so great there and the vibe there, we get a lot of people from who are not staying there, non-guests, coming in to eat there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's just around the corner, yeah.
That's near Burklow, isn't it?
It's just near the sort of shopping strip up on Oxford Street.
Okay.
Near Glenmore Road.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that area. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. It's right next to the cinema.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Is it on the same side as the cinema or across the road?
It's Verona. It's Verona, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
In that precinct, yeah.
Oh, right. I'll have to pop up there during the holidays.
Yes, yes.
That sounds incredible.
But wow. To your point, to answer, yeah. Or the other venues that we have are pubs, sort of great pubs in local areas, the Norfolk and Redfern, Camellia Grove in Alexandria, the Empire in Annandale. We've got the Lady Hampshire in Petersham as well. We're busy at the moment. There's lots happening. But yes. Probably one of the biggest venues that we're opening next year, hopefully January, February, is Noah's Backpackers in Bondi.
Right. Oh, my gosh, Anna, you must be so busy.
It's good. No, it's really it's really, and I think I feel very blessed to be working for this company. It's such a busy time, and it's everyone's got a labour of love for it. I actually live in Melbourne, and I commute every week, Monday to Friday, or Monday to Saturday, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
To get all these, to manage these venues, and
fabulous.
It's wonderful, and I think hospitality had a really rough go, as many industries did, but. For a good couple of years, and I couldn't be happier to be so busy.
You've got a fabulous role. It sounds so exciting.
I feel very lucky, and we're also collaborating with some wonderful hospitality groups. The Maybe Sammy's group that win a cocktail award every week. Usually, do you know what I mean? And they've got their wonderful venues, three venues, and we've got great ambassadors. There's a chef, Alessandro Pavoni, who's at Crown, but we're using him as an ambassador as well, sort of Italian lifestyle. And we've got a very large Italian venue opening in Balmain, the Balmain Town Hall Hotel next year. And that'll be downstairs is like a casual pizzeria, and upstairs it's, there's prosciutto, oysters. You go up and you choose, and there's a gelateria. It's, lots of
seafood.
Yeah, we're restoring the pub to its glory. And I think Balmain, of course, as we know, Balmain had very famous for its pubs, And, there's not as many at the moment. And but that next year, that'll open probably August, September next year. Mm-hmm. That will be large. And there's a delicatessen, so you can come in, take away, just get something to eat if you need, you're getting off the bus, go and grab something, and coffees in the morning. But that's probably going to be one of our biggest, that and Bondi. They were two huge projects that are opening next year. So
wow.
We're very lucky.
Well, yeah. These are the kind of venues as well where word of mouth will be the best friend, the news will catch on very quickly.
Yeah, I think I'm hoping so. And look, we've been really lucky with some great press that we've had as well, especially for the Strand. That's been, as I said, really well received, but also in so many media outlets and magazines, social, however. And I think that'll follow suit with the venues that we're opening this year as well.
Yeah, amazing. And where can everyone find all these venues? Is it best that I put a link to all the venues in the show notes, or should we just direct everyone to the Strand? What would be best?
I can provide you with the link to the venues. Yes. But yeah, the Strand is the Strand. It's its own link, its own website. Yes. So yes, I can provide you with all of them.
Excellent.
Not so much the ones coming next year because they're not done yet.
So the Strand Hotel, the website URL. Anna, would you mind just telling everyone what that is?
The website, so it's just The Strand. It's just www.thestrand.com.
Excellent. And what I'll also do, I'll put the links in the show notes so everyone can click through as well, and it will also be on relaunchart.com.au.
And that's great. Yeah.
Ben, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful to talk to you. I really appreciate it.